Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, Dr. Wright, I can hear you.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you this morning, and so are you ready to begin the hearing, sir?
I am.
Okay, I believe that the Honorable Mr. David Neal is going to chair this one this morning. He won't let me chair this one, so he's going to chair this one for you, so just hold on and he'll be right with you, sir. He's got to get his microphone on and all those good things.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, would you please state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
My name is Ron Howard. My DOC number is 062341.
Thank you, sir. You reported 40 years on the Board of Executive Clemency this morning in regards to whether formal or absolute discharge. I want to introduce the board members that are going to conduct the hearing this morning. To my far right is the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse, and in the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Okay, sir. I am going to go over some information. Well, I have a couple of questions. Just real quick, or any question. Weren't you granted home arrest on October 16th of 2017?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, were you never released?
I've never been released.
And why might that be?
According to Mrs. Captain Brown, the manager at the parole officer, I was supposed to have 2 months retention money on my account to be released to any halfway house, which would come to the total sum of approximately $1,000, and I found some halfway houses to accept me, and especially a good one just recently. It's called the Mesa House. Can I hold this up, sir?
We'll cover that in a little while, okay? So the reason you're still in is because you couldn't meet the financial requirements that DOC wanted, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I just wanted to, I was a little confused about the whole idea of the program when you had been granted home arrest, but you weren't out. Okay, so I'm going to go over some other information about your sentencing and the charges and those sort of things. And as I go through, if you hear something that you think is incorrect, please let me know. Every so often I'll stop and ask you if it sounds correct to you. I have to rely on the packet that's given to the board about your case and everything else. And sometimes we don't get all the information. Sometimes there are some typos and things like that. So I'll be going over it, and then you'll have an opportunity to tell us what's going on as far as your release and everything else, okay?
All right, sir.
All right, so you're 69 years old and you're serving a life sentence for first degree murder, which began on January 6, 1987. You were originally charged with murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault and theft, and actually involved 2 different offenses. You accepted a plea agreement for first degree murder only with a life sentence, and the other 4 charges were dismissed. That correct, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, so then you became parole eligible on November 1st, 2012, and you were certified for this hearing on April 5th, 2018. And this area is did you certify for surrender parole or absolute discharge? You've appeared before the board 9 times in total, and you were granted parole on December 15, 2014, but you ended up being a scoundrel and revoked on May 4, 2015. Then you were granted home arrest on October 16, 2017. Does that sound correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Everything's correct.
Okay. So the offense occurred on the January 6th, 1987, and you shot and killed the victim while you were somewhat intoxicated. You had a BAC of 0.16. The victim's wife said that you had threatened the victim about 2 years earlier, and witnesses weren't sure about what caused you to shoot the victim. You claim lack of memory of the offense, or at least at the time of the original sentencing. You claimed lack of memory of the offense, but said there was not any ongoing animosities. You had stolen the murder weapon a few hours prior to this offense from another individual, and at the pre-sentencing time, you refused to discuss that at all because of the plea agreement, and you didn't want to do anything that would affect your plea agreement. Okay, does that sound correct, sir?
Most of that's correct.
Okay, so we can. Is there anything you think needs to be amended at this time as we consider your parole, or?
I don't want to revisit that again. I believe the time of that incident, that in my perspective, I think it possibly could have been more of a self-defense. I had no animosity toward Mr. Chapman. The records will reflect that I had bruises and scraps and scrapes all over my body. I think there was two or three people had jumped on me, and this happened at a swap meet, not Mr. Chapman's residence. This happened at a swap meet.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry. We'll let you explain a little bit further. I didn't mention where it occurred, just that it did occur. So move on with a few other things, and then you'll have ample opportunity to explain what you want to about the offense and those things. Okay?
That's fine.
Okay, I'll get a couple more things here. I see as I go through your packet that apparently, while you were waiting release for home arrest, you managed to get a ticket, and it's pending. But why don't you tell me about that ticket you got in March?
That ticket has been dismissed. I was living in a building where other inmates was making homemade beer. They call it hooch. And they were storing it under my bed when I was out working on a fence crew. And when I come home, another inmate told me, and I set it out on the run and told them, the whole run, whoever this belongs to, get it out from my bed, I'll flush it. And I didn't need no unnecessary major tickets. And after they went down there.
Uh-oh.
Just getting ready to question his explanation. Since that's not an explanation of the ticket he got.
It should be noted for the record that the video system has just shut out at approximately 8:50 a.m.
Does that mean we go home?
Not yet,
all right. Have to give it some time, huh?
Yes, sir. We're going to see what else we can get done here. I tell you, this is...
You know, Mr. Johnson will be eating.
Shut the whole thing, shut this whole system down.
I
Mr. Board Chairman, I think I may stop the recording and then restart just to avoid.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.